Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about a time to work and taking a look at the things we do in life, regardless of what those look like, regardless of how much we're paid for it or how much we're not paid for it. The fact that God has created work in advance for all of us to do, tasks that we complete that, well, actually help complete the body, and that we would do all of it as if working for Him, because that really is who we are working for. And so we wrap up the broadcast part of the week with a look at a powerful work, and recognizing that that's beyond us, but it's also in us. And so we look at Ephesians 3, verse 20. And Paul says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work in us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations." Couple of things in that I think are important when we consider what powerful work looks like. Number one, it's a work from God. Paul begins by saying, "To Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can think or imagine." I know a lot of people have looked at that verse and their first reaction is, "I can think and imagine pretty big." What Paul's getting at and what we need to realize if we're willing to stop and consider is God's so much bigger that our thoughts, our imagination is very complex, but it's not to the scope that God is. And so Paul wants us to realize the source, the background, the availability of the work that is to be done. The one that will do it is bigger than we can think, bigger than we can imagine, more powerful. But then he turns around and he says, the one that can do immeasurably more than you can think or imagine, according to His power. And we probably can grasp that. But that's not quite what he says. He says it's according to His power, which is at work in you, which is at work in me. And I think sometimes we read verses like this and we sit back and we wait for God to do His thing. God can do immeasurably more than we can think or imagine, so go ahead and do it. And we lose sight of this powerful work that He's doing in us. But I believe it's not just a powerful work in us, it's a powerful work through us. As I've had opportunities over the last few years, especially to volunteer with International Disaster Emergency Service, IDES, responding to a variety of natural disasters, of destruction that people were in great need. And one of the common statements made by people who have experienced not only the disaster, but the help that follows, is how amazed they are at how quickly things can change. It's generally first noticed when the hurricane, the tornado especially, the hurricanes tend to give you a lot more warning. But especially the tornado scenes, that it goes from a calm, peaceful afternoon to total destruction in a matter of a few hours, sometimes less. But the real amazement in many of the minds of these people that I've talked to is the response. And over again, they will talk about the variety of churches and faith-based organizations that show up, often before any other form of help has even managed to find the place. And to me, it's a picture of that God doing immeasurably more than we can think or imagine according to His power, which is at work in His children. See, God works. He does things beyond our visibility, beyond our imagination. But He also works and does things through His children in ways that only He can do. And so this powerful work is a work that changes us, it transforms us, it molds us more and more into the image of Christ every day that we live and allow His work to be accomplished in us. But the purpose for that work within us is that it reaches others. And so when we look at our communities and we see the needs of our community, the hatred, the division, the poverty, the lack of resources, and I'm not saying there's a simple answer to any of that and that sometimes just giving doesn't really resolve the problem. But there's times we think that's all we can do, and God says, I have a greater power working within you that if we would work together, if we would listen to one another, if we would listen to God, perhaps the solution wouldn't be so tangled up. It wouldn't get caught up in the bureaucracy of government and rules and regulations. Perhaps the solutions to the issues that we face are more godlike than we've ever imagined. When we love our neighbors and love God, when we love our enemies, forgive those who have done wrong, when we hold ourselves accountable as much as we want to hold others accountable. You see, this powerful work is a work of God. It's a work of God that is done by His body. And I think of it in the sense of a body, but I also think about it in the sense of a mechanical object like my truck. And my truck can take me a lot of places. It can do work. It can haul a load. But it requires a power within it that works through it. And most of the time with the vehicle, we consider that power source to be the engine. But if we were to leave that engine sit in my driveway and not put it in the truck, it doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. No, if done properly, it could still run. It could still provide power to something. But it's not until it's allowed to use its power within the framework of the vehicle it was designed for that it accomplishes its intended purpose. If I take the engine out and leave the truck sit in my driveway, it doesn't do me a lot of good. I suppose it could protect me from the elements for a time, or if I'm on a hill, I could coast downhill for a while. It could give me a lot of exercise pushing it back uphill. But they work together to accomplish what they were designed to do. And I think, in a small way at least, that's what Paul's writing about. That's what God tries to teach us. That we have this incredible engine, this incredible power source that's designed to work within us. And we're designed to need its power. And when we begin to live life knowing that not only can God, big picture, do immeasurably more than we can think or imagine, but individually, God can use us to do more than we can think or imagine when we let His power be the one at work within us. Being obedient to God changes our willingness. It's like turning the key in the truck and starting that engine. Our obedience begins and starts up the power of God within us. It puts it into gear. It allows it to be used. But many times as Christians, as people, as human beings, we're satisfied with coasting. We're satisfied with doing what we're able to do on our own for as long as we can. Travel, I like to do that with the truck when the hilly areas that I can coast and conserve fuel. That I'm not got my foot on the throttle at all. I'm just allowing gravity to do its work. And I think sometimes in life we tend to do that with our work, our work for God. We don't turn on the power. We don't allow God to work through us. We just do what we can do and hope it's enough. But God's designed us for something greater. He's designed us for a powerful work that is done by Him in us and through us. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need. It empowers us to do more than we can think or imagine. Not because we're able to, but because the power, Your power, is at work within us. And Father, help us to recognize our limitations and when we need You, which is always. But not simply so that we know it, so that the work that You accomplish through us is work that brings You glory. Work that we credit You with. Father, may we realize just how weak we are in our own flesh. Just how lacking we are in our ability to do the great things that need to be done. And Father, when we consider the scope and magnitude of the things that we think, the things that we imagine, help us to look to You to make what really gets accomplished even bigger than we ever thought. Father, help us to begin that within our own life. Sometimes we become self-limiting in what we believe we can or can't do because, well, perhaps people have told us we'll never amount to nothing. People have told us we'll never be able to do that. And so we limit our thinking and our imagination, let alone considering that you could do more. And so help us to look at ourself from your eyes. And be obedient in the way that we allow your power to be at work in us. And Father, as your power works within us, as it transforms us, may we be more observant than ever before about how you would use that power for your kingdom, to make Jesus known, to help the weak, to lift the hurting, to comfort the mourning, to correct the wrong. Father, when we find life difficult, when we find life with others difficult, may we know there's a power that you work within us that can accomplish the difficult things that we believe are impossible. But Father, help us to recognize that's all within your will. It's not within us deciding we can do the impossible because we want to, but us deciding the impossible can be done because you want to. And so, Father, instead of following our human desire to satisfy our will, may we submit to your will in everything. And may we know this powerful work. And may it help us to represent Jesus well, to lift him up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.